Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to WMCFM College Park. My name is Sean Montatsky. You are listening to Sean Mon's Mons with DJ Sean Mon on Monday. Yes, I actually planned out my show for Mondays, so I can say that. We have a jam-packed episode for you guys today. We are looking at Kaluda City in the Calais region. So we're playing a lot of Latin jazz, a lot of French pop, a lot of like French jazz too, I guess. A lot of really interesting stuff. But before we get into that, we're going to play a quick little PSA for you guys. All right.
The University of Maryland Farmers Market can be found weekly at Taz Plaza. There are an abundance of producer-only vendors and a cooking demonstration with free samples hosted every week at noon. You can find everything from fresh bread, locally grown produce, popcorn, to lip balm, and local animal products. The market runs every Wednesday, rain or shine, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. during the spring season from April to May and fall season from August to November.
All right, so ladies and gentlemen, we're looking at Kaluda City in the Kalos region. Now, I'm going to be very honest. So the game this is from, so Pokemon XY. I actually never played those games growing up. However, I did play the Gen 3 remakes, Alpha Sapphire and Omega Ruby. I did play Alpha Sapphire. So that's my main experience with Gen 6. But really big on the Mega Evolutions. Love those. But the main thing I'm really excited about, whenever I go into the Calais region, I get to like do a little deep dive on a lot of French music. If you know anything about me at all, one of my favorite bands of all time, if not what I think the greatest band of all time is, Daft Punk, they are also French. So whenever I get to explore this region, I get to sneak in one of their songs. And spoiler alert, we are going to be playing one of their songs. But I do get to explore a lot of different other kinds of styles of music, especially this, because Kaluda City, in particular, takes a lot of inspiration from a lot of, like, tropic regions. And in light of the recent Bad Bunny Super Bowl halftime show, I decided to, like, dip my toes back into a lot of Latin jazz and Spanish music. Also another lore drop, your boy, DJ Sean Mon, is getting into ballroom dancing. Yes. And I learned the steps to the cha-cha the other day, as well as like the waltz. The cha-cha is really interesting. And so I've been really hip to a lot of Latin music as of late. And we have some really, really, really good pulls. I'm super excited to show you. I know. I'm kind of just waiting for this song to close out. I can't even lie. But it's really nice. But yeah, as we were saying, we're looking into Kaluda City. So let's start off with our first French pick of the day. So are you guys familiar with Chibo Amado? Can I see a show of hands? I can't see hands anyways. So Chibo Amado, for those who don't know, it's kind of like a trip hop group from the 90s, although their second album, kind of blanking on me, I apologize. But the second album explores a lot of different variety and the kind of sounds they can make. They explore a lot of kind of like going back to like some Latin elements. They have like a distorted electric guitar in one of their songs that's like chugging along, and a lot of like experimental electronic elements, which I really appreciate. But they did do a kind of trip hoppy kind of cover of a very famous I think it's a French folk song called Je t'aime mon épée. So this is Je t'aime mon épée by Chibo Amado. Everyone, enjoy.
Like, because sometimes you can say maintenant. Maintenant. If it's more rhythmic.
I see.
But maintenant is the real word, but you can say, so, you know, maintenant. I don't know if you have the original, or if there is an original, but.
I see. Maintenant.
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 Yeah.
Viens.
Yeah. Right?
Okay.
Comme la vague, il est sous l'eau. Tu m'aimes.
That was Je t'aime, mon épée, by Chiba Amada. Now, I actually, I can't speak French. Did take 5 years of German, though. So if my pronunciation for some of this stuff is feels a bit off, please call me out. In fact, if you want to call me out, do it personally on my radio account. That is Sean Mons Mon. Yeah, Sean Mon Mons. Sean Mon Mons. Yeah, yeah. Sean Mon Mons. That is SEAN_MON_MONS. Or even follow my personal Instagram account. That is Sean_Montat. I'm unplugging my Instagram. But if you want to call me out on my poor French pronunciation, that is the best way to do that. I respond very promptly. Anyways, another one of my favorite French pop/electronic bands. I got really into them after I was trying to find like a good substitute for Daft Punk after they broke up and trying to find like more French music. But this is La Imperatrice. I think I played them the last, again, you can dog me at my pronunciation. I apologize, guys. But I played them the last time we did Kalos. But I kind of went into their kind of back discography and I found some really good stuff. But this song is called Error 404. Again, I don't know the numerical system in French. Bear with me. But enjoy. Just kick back, relax, and groove out. Yeah.
Ce n'est pas sage, mais j'en ai envie.
All right, that was Error 404. Yeah, one of the coolest songs I found out as of late. I've been listening to that album Matahari by Le Imperial Cheese. I've been listening to that on repeat all weekend. But yeah, also I brought, for those who don't know, I always try to bring like one of my Pokemon plushies with me. I brought my Bulbasaur with me, which I would say is related to the Kalos region as well, because they got, Kanto Pokemon all got their Mega Evolutions within the Kalos region. And fun fact, speaking of Bulbasaur and like Venusaur, I actually have, for those who are locked into Pokemon TCG, dude, I have the Mega Venusaur SIR from Mega Evolutions, which I think goes for like 150 or 200 bucks. When it dropped, it was like, I think like maximum was like $232. And I also pulled that card like right before my birthday, which is even a bigger flex. But anyways, we'll get back into this. This song is what I believe, this might be a hot take among some people, this is the greatest song of all time. Or at least one of the best Daft Punk songs of all time. If you can hear that in the back, you already know what it is. But, ladies and gentlemen, please enjoy seriously, I don't know what to say. I'll just let it play. It's really good. All right. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that was Veritas Quo by Daft Punk. And I guess, in retrospect, I understand how it could be a hot take for that to be my favorite song of all time. But there's something about, like, when I first listened to it, it transported me into a place that, like, I couldn't really fathom. Because at that time, I was a big prog rock kid. I was, like, really big into, like, the whole, like, shreddy guitar stuff. I've been playing guitar since, like, I want to say, like, 12 or 13 years old or so, right? And so I was really big into, like, you know, for the longest time, I thought, it's like, oh, if it doesn't have real instruments, it's not real music. And I was really big into bands like Rush and Dream Theater and, like, all those guys, like, if you know them. And when I've listened to Discovery by Daft Punk, that album means so much to me because it changed the way I perceive music in every single way, where it didn't really matter on the on what they were playing or how they were playing it, but just, like, there was so much creative energy into it, and you can feel it, and you can't and you were able to experience that on a visceral level, and you were able to get transported into places that, like, you never even knew existed. And that is what I felt when I listened to Veritas Quo by Daft Punk. Now, on to the next song. So, another one, great French, I don't want to call them, they're not techno, like French electronic bands or like alternative bands from the 90s, Air. So, they've been really big on like the Moon Safari kind of reissues and whatnot. I think it's like past the anniversary of that album, but they're still like putting out new stuff. But I'm not complaining because that album is phenomenal. And one of the cool reissues that they did is that they got the producer Vegan, spelled V-E-G-Y-N, known for like McGee production fame, I believe. Vegan did a whole remix of Moon Safari. That album's called Blue Moon Safari, and they released it on vinyl exclusively. You can listen to it, but when they released it on vinyl, they released it as like a Record Store Day exclusive, and I got it on vinyl. I got vinyl, and you probably don't, but that is okay. But it's such a airy, very atmospheric take on that album that, like, it really lets it breathe, and it kind of takes in those previous elements that I mentioned that Veritas Quo had, where it took you to a place that you never kind of knew existed. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is C'est Martin La, the vegan version by Air. Ladies and gentlemen, enjoy. Thank you. All right, that was C'est Martin La, vegan version by Air off of Blue Moon Safari. That was kind of like a little breather, but like honestly, like after what we were playing last week, you know, with all the hardcore and punk and everything, we kind of need a breather. I just want everyone to kind of like chill, relax, because like, you know, Mondays can be hectic. And hey, if you're taking time out of your busy Monday schedule to listen to us, I'm forever grateful, right? Anyways, so this next song, you know, okay, so I mentioned me being a guitar player, and so I actually love playing jazz. And one of my favorite jazz guitarists ever, or at least one of my favorite jazz guitarists, my favorite is Wes Montgomery, which that's, we'll get into that on another day. But Django Reinhardt, he is a French guitar player. And I believe I featured him in the last time I played Callos too, which is kind of crazy. I think I need to look at more French jazz guitarists, but Django Reinhardt is very special. I did mention this last time, but, he was known for only playing all of his guitar parts with two fingers. Cause, when he was younger, I don't think it was a birth defect, but I think his fingers got like singed off. And so he had to learn how to play with two fingers, and which seems cool and all, but like when you hear exactly what he is playing, it is mind boggling. Especially when you get into like the really fast technical stuff of like, jazz manouche, kind of material. But anyways, this is, Manoir de Mes Revues. Again, please be kind to my French pronunciation. I apologize. Okay, Manoir de Mes Revues by Django Reinhardt and C'est Rhythmes. Again, I think that's how you say it, but like, benefit of the doubt, guys. Please be kind. Can you believe he was playing all that with two fingers? I'm sorry. Like, I still can't fathom that. Like, I was, like, listening to all these crazy runs on the guitar. And, like, you know, I have to, like, take time. Like, sometimes I can't even play that with four fingers, let alone two, which is kind of, it's insane. Anyways, so the next song, We're going to go back and kind of go into like our Latin kind of material right now. We are going to, so this is a band called Opa. They are a Brazilian jazz trio, with members from like Central America and South America. And they kind of like went under the radar for like a long time, but, I found them, I want to say in late 24, and like they reminded me of all the progressive kind of stuff I like to listen to back in high school, but with a lot of like really interesting Latin flair, and the melodies and instrumentation is like amazing. Anyways, I can gas this up all I want. I just got to play you guys a song. This is Tombo La Escuela, Tombo The Last Goodbye by Opa. Enjoy, guys. I hope you guys were able to appreciate that song as much as I did. That was Tombo, La Escuela, Tombo, The Last Goodbye by Opa off of their album Golden Wings. The entire album, Golden Wings, is phenomenal. Do yourself a favor and check it out. That's all I'm going to say. Anyways, you guys want to dance? I kind of want to dance. I kind of want to shake my tuchus for a little bit. That same kind of feeling that the Bad Bunny halftime show kind of gave me. These hips did not lie. In fact, they told the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And we're going to get back into that. This is Cocos en la Playa by Natalia Lafourcade. Everyone, dance on.
Para brillar como el sol en la playa, necesito un poquito de calma, andar ligera sobre la arena, sin maquillaje y sin equipaje. Dejar a un lado los calendarios, las aerolíneas, redes sociales. Se terminaron las fotografías, solo se permiten los buenos días. Se terminaron las fotografías, solo se permite decir. Venga ya la vida, yeah. Con la luna y ahí, ay, 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 bailar con las palmeras y ahí saludar a la ola, coqueteo con la luna, colorito de canela, cocotear conmigo para brillar como el sol en la playa. Necesito un poquito de calma, nadar desnuda sobre las olas, cantando cumbia bajo las estrellas, perder el tiempo buscando piedras, soltarlo todo y tomar mis manos. Se terminaron las fotografías, solo se permiten los buenos días. Se terminaron las fotografías, solo se permite decir. Venga ya la vida. Y hasta un porrito me fui. Ya me voy para China, para vender cocos en la playa. Ya me voy para China, para vender cocos en la playa. Ya me voy para China, para vender cocos en la playa. Ya me voy para China, para vender cocos en la playa. Solo se permiten los buenos días.
Se terminaron las fotografías, solo se permite la buena vida.
Se terminaron las fotografías, solo se permite la buena vida.
Se terminaron las fotografías, solo se permite la buena vida.
Ya me voy pa' la chingao para vender
cocos en la playa.
Ya me
Cocos en
That was Cocos en la Playa by Natalia Lafourcade. I wish you guys were here with me because I was absolutely shaking my rump. And that is a sight to behold, dare I say. My bad. Anyways, this next Latin artist I want to put you guys on to, actually, fun fact, isn't actually Latin. This is Cal Chater. He is known as the most successful non-Latin musician. In fact, I think he was born out of, like, Missouri, I think, which isn't crazy. But he grew up, like, being put on to a lot of Latin musicians, and he took that influence to kind of propel Latin jazz to what it is today, and especially, like, back in, like, the 60s and 70s. Really amazing, amazing stuff. Kind of like cultural appropriation, but in a very positive way, if you catch my drift. Because for the longest time, like, this, it felt very authentic to me. And to know that he was just really in depth in learning all the intricacies of the culture that he was trying to, like, interpret and learn from. Honestly, not only is it beautiful and inspiring, but it's really, really impressive. Anyways, this is Mindoro by Cal Chater. Everyone, enjoy. Thank you. All right, that was Mindoro by Calichater. Now, the next song we're going to play. So I assume you guys are familiar with, I don't know, quaint little jazz artists of, I don't know, Vince Guaraldi of Charlie Brown and Peanuts fame. Yeah, turns out he made other music too. Shocker, I know. I'm sorry. I'll stop being condescending. But he did do this collab album with Bolasete, who is a Spanish, or at least like a nylon string, like classical guitarist. And the album is called From All Sides. And this might be me being the inherent contrarian that I am, but it might be my favorite Vince Guaraldi album because of how interesting and separate from a lot of his other works it is. But we're going to continue along with our little Latin jazz streak we got going on. But this is Menino Pequeno das Bateria. Again, if my pronunciation is horrible, please let me know. I don't want to sound like that guy. But yeah, please enjoy, guys. All right, guys. That was Menino Pequeno da Bateria by Vince Guaraldi and Bolasete. And I'll be so real, if you are not picking up on any of the song titles, A, I do not blame you. B, I post all the playlists in full. And honestly, a bunch of many other songs that I would love to play that do fit the theme that, like, I can't really play considering, like, the limited time slot. And if you want to find those playlists, A, I post them all on my public Instagram story on Sean_Montat. That is SEAN_MONTAT. But also, I post them permanently where you can look at my highlights on my radio station Instagram or my radio show Instagram for Sean Mon Mons. This is SEAN_MON_MONS. All right, now we're down to our last song, guys. I haven't played him on our show for a while. It's time he makes a really good return and a well-needed return anyways. Now we can kind of go back to a little danceability, if you will. This is one of my early favorites of his. This is Blue Curaçao by Masayoshi Takenaka. Everyone, I love you. I'll see you guys next week. And yeah, have a beautiful rest of your guys' week. All right. This is Sean, DJ Sean Mon, signing out. This is Kaluda City, and I will see you guys next week on Sean Mon's Mons.